I'd like to say that I'm thankful to be here tonight. Thankful for what we've been able to feel. We've been in revival down there all week, and it's just been good to be in service each night. You know, when I go to church and I'm at services and I ain't the man that's got to stand that night, it seems like I'm a little more energetic. And I got over there sitting a while ago and thinking to myself, battling it, and I just get real quiet when I got to preach because I'll be honest with you, church, I'm sitting on that pew when I got to stand and I'm petrified. I'm scared to death. I ain't got too much to say because I don't know what to say, but I'm thankful that the Lord called me to preach tonight. I'm thankful that I get to try to get up here and preach His Word. You know what? You said something the other night, Daniel. You said you enjoyed trying to preach, and I do too. It's a blessing to get up here and try to preach the gospel. I'm thankful that He saw fit to save my soul, and I'm thankful that He saw fit, Brother Randy, that He called me to preach. And it just feels so good. I mean, I've been thinking the past few weeks on some scripture, and it started with a song. I heard a song, and when I heard the song, I started thinking about the scripture, and I haven't quite been able to get that off my heart. That's what's been closest to my heart for some time now. And I'm thankful that, you know, when you come to the church house and you got to preach, Brother Abram, and we get in here, and as a preacher, you sometimes get in here, or at least I do, I start questioning, was this really what I'm supposed to preach tonight? Is this where I'm supposed to be at tonight, Lord? Can you please help me and show me and let me know that I'm where I'm supposed to be? Then it never fails to me. It seems like something always happens during the song service, and it's like the Lord just passes by and reassures me that I'm right where I need to be. Ain't it good to be there, brothers and sisters? Ain't it good to be walking in our life from time to time, and we may not understand why or what we're going through or how we're going to come and get out of this hole that we're in, Brother Chris? Ain't it good that from time to time Jesus will pass by and let us know that we are still right where we need to be tonight? It's good. It's good to know that I can count on Him. I've been able to count on Him, you know, that I've known about for 7 or so years now. But if I look back at my life before I got saved, I've been able to count on Jesus for the 35 years I've been alive. I just didn't take notice to it till a few years ago tonight. I battle church with myself a lot of the times. Yeah, people may not understand, you know, because I try to be an energetic person, Brother Randy. I try to talk to everybody. I try to befriend everybody. I am what you see. You're going to get clean on Sundays. You're going to get clean on Mondays. I don't change for nobody. I don't change for no thing this evening. But there's something about following our lot to preach to make a change in me tonight. It'll put a fear down into my soul, Brother Daniel. I can't describe how I feel on the drive to church. I can't describe how I feel walking in the church house on the days that I gotta stand, because there's no way to describe the fear that a man feels in his heart when he's gotta stand and be a mouthpiece for the Lord tonight. But I am thankful tonight that we serve a reassuring God. I'm thankful tonight that He gave me, along my journey here, He's gave me some spiritual knowledge. He's gave me some knowledge in my life that I'm able to discern some things now. I'm able to know and discern the Spirit of God or the flesh of Clint now. And by doing that, I'm able to be a bigger help unto the dark world that we're living in tonight. I'm going to read a few different places tonight. It may be a little bit long reading, but this is what I got. I'm going to start over in Mark chapter number 5, verse 25. And I'll probably read down through verse 34. Then I'm going to flip over to Luke chapter number 7. I'll probably start reading in verse 36 there, and I'll probably go on and read the rest of that chapter. If you pray for me tonight, I do desire your prayers. Pray that the Lord shows up, because I'm nothing without him tonight. I'm thankful that I can count on him. Over in Mark chapter number 5, it's very familiar scripture. The Bible says in verse 25, "And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be made whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about into the press and said, who touched my clothes? His disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him, and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague." We're going to flip over just for a minute over to Luke chapter number 7. Verse number 36. The Bible says, "And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. Listen, church, and behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment, and stood at his feet behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisees which had bidden him saw it, he spake within himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would he have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him? For she is a sinner. And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he saith, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him the most? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, that thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house, thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven. And they sat at meat with him, began to say within themselves, who is this that forgiveth sins also? And listen right here, church. And he said to the woman, thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace. Amen. As I got to thinking, I'll go back to the beginning of this. When I started this thoughts in my head, my heart, Abigail let me listen to a song, church, that was called The Alabaster Box. And as we started listening to this song, I started feeling the Lord trembling and messing with my heart and talking to me and dealing with me on this song. And I didn't really know that much about it, if I'm being honest with you tonight, Chris. But you know what I did? I started digging in the Bible. I started reading a little bit because the Lord had piqued my interest. He had presented something in front of me that I wanted to know more about. So you know what I did? I started searching for some answers. As I read about this woman here over in Luke, I started thinking instantly about the woman with the issue of blood. And I knew there was just a few pages before that that story would come to about. And as I got to thinking about the woman with the issue of blood, and then here this woman that was a sinful woman, you know what? The sinful woman had an issue of blood too, if you'd have it tonight. She had no blood from Christ running through her bodies. She was full of sin, Brother Daniel, living in a dark world, and she had no answers or no remedies or help that she needed tonight.
Listen,
and then I got to thinking about the woman over a few pages over, and I got to thinking about her and how the Bible says that she spent all that she had tonight, church. The Bible tells us that she's seen many physicians. Well, the way I read it, the way I understand it, it's about like us going to a lot of different doctors today trying to get help for a sickness that we have fleshly here in this world. There was no healing there for her. There was no cure, if you'd have it. They had tried lots of different things. I'm sure they have done things to her that probably nobody else had done to them. Kind of like an experiment tonight. They didn't have an answer for the issue of blood that she had tonight. She spent all that she had. All of her money, all of whatever she was old in her life was gone just so she could have life. Really, church, she was searching for life that Jesus could only provide. She had no clue that not only could He heal her physically, but He'd give her life and life more abundantly tonight. The Bible says she just touched His garment. It didn't say that she ran up yelling, "Jesus, Jesus, please help me." The Bible says, Randy, that she touched the hem of His garment, and He knew that someone had touched Him that stood in need of help tonight. That's the way I felt now when I was lost and undone and I bailed up in an old altar. I felt the same way. I don't think I said too many words. I just cried out, but God felt me touch the hem of His garment and He made me whole. Amen. So we see over there, you can see over there in Mark, she had spent everything that she had. It didn't work. How many times do we wander about in this life when we face problems in our lives, problems in our families? Do we try to do everything that we can do, Brother Chris? Everything, no matter the cost, we'll spend it as long as it'll benefit us and help us along the way. How many times have we done something like that and found out that it really didn't help us at all tonight? And then we get over there to that old sinner woman. It didn't say that she had spent all she had. It said that she was living a life of sin. That's what it tells me. It said she was living a life of sin, Brother Abram, wandering around in darkness, finding stumbling blocks and hitting every one of them, finding her face in the pits of the mud holes, in the bottom of the dirt piles. That's where she was. That's the way I read my Bible. Didn't say that she spent any money. All it says is that she heard that Jesus was sitting at the Pharisee's table. She heard of a man that could help her. She knew that she was lost and undone. She knew that there was nothing this world had to offer that could do any kind of helping. She knew that the name of Jesus was over yonder, and there she went. She went searching for him. I don't read anywhere in that story where she knocked on the door. I don't see where she knocked on the door and they let her in. All I see is that she just kicked through the door, seen Jesus sitting at the table, and took her little alabaster box that she had, broke it open, busted the seal, and gave it all to him. Amen. I started looking about some alabaster boxes too. It was an old mineral they could shape and mold into vessels. The problem was is that they didn't know how to have a lid that screwed on and off back then. They didn't know how to do that. So they got all this contents here in this vessel that she had, and it was precious, precious ointment. It was a year's worth of wages from the way I read my Bible. That would equal to a lot of money today. Would you have it? It was all that she had tonight. And when you break the seal on those old alabaster boxes, you got to use it all. Or you got to move it to another one. Because once you break that old seal, you can't close it back up again. Amen. Ain't it good tonight, church, is if we get in a place in our life and we finally let Jesus come in and he breaks that old seal tonight? Ain't it good, Brother Landon, that you'll never go back again tonight if you'll stay with him? She poured it all on. She gave it all to him, Brother Randy. She didn't just dab a little bit on him. It says that she broke it and poured it on his feet. Every last bit of it. All of it, Brother Daniel. That's what I had to do, church. I don't know anybody's heart tonight, but if you hear and you find yourself lost and undone, that's what you got to do tonight. Would you have it? You got to bring your little alabaster box with your life in it tonight. You got to bust the seal and pour it all at Jesus' feet and leave it there and start walking with him tonight. Can you imagine what they thought? Here this old sinner woman is. Also didn't see where it said she was, looked like she came from a lot of money. The way I picture it when I read this story is, oh, poor lady that's got this little thing that maybe she just might have inherited. Because that's what they used to do. They used to pass these sorts of things on down through the generations. If you'd have it. That's what I read about. And you know what I see? Like some old poor woman, Brother Chris, that may have just gotten her inheritance. She was tired of living a filthy life in sin. And she said, you know what? The best way I can help and pass something down to my family is get a little bit of Jesus in my heart right now that I can give them something that matters on down the road. Both of these women in these two stories right here, if you'd have it, they both had issues of blood tonight. I had an issue of blood. I did. And just like her, I tried to walk in this world. I thought I knew best. I thought I could fix some things in my life. And you know, nothing in my life got fixed, church, until I broke my alabaster box. And I gave all the contents that was therein, I gave it all to Jesus. And you know what he did? He picked that old box that I had up. He did. He picked my box up. He put me back in it, made me whole, and sealed it with his blood tonight. Would you have it? That's what he did. He sealed my life with his blood. I don't know your heart tonight, church. I don't. But I know if you got some kind of issue in your life, I don't care if it's about a job. I don't care if it's your family. If you might be lost and undone, if you'll give it all to him tonight, he can help you. Amen. I appreciate y'all. I went about as far as I can go tonight. I love you and appreciate you, but I'm thankful that I'm thankful that we got things to look back on in this book right here. Because that would have been a help to me. You know, that had been a help to me when I was wondering about lost and undone. That's how I got saved. Because somebody else came along and I heard the gospel preached. And it was a help unto me. Brother Randy.